This just escalated World War III. Biden regime gives green light for Ukraine to use U.S. long-range missiles to attack deep inside Russia. We knew this was coming, and the fact that the regime waited until right before Biden leaves office to give the go-ahead speaks volumes on where they're hoping to take this war. Several mainstream news outlets, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and Reuters, reported Sunday that Joe Biden's administration has lifted restrictions that had blocked Ukraine from using U.S.-provided long-range missiles to strike deep into Russian territory. The report originated in typical fashion, leaked to the New York Times by three unnamed deep state sources. This development marks a significant change to U.S. policy in the Ukraine-Russia conflict, Reuters reports, when in fact the U.S. policy was always to escalate the war, with this latest move no doubt planned months ago to be lowered like a hammer on Russia right before Trump takes office. It's no surprise, we knew it was coming. We predicted many times that the U.S. government would give the green light to such attacks, because we know that the U.S. deep state wants the war to escalate further before Donald Trump takes over the White House. Their hope is that the stampede toward World War III will become so intense by January 20 that Trump will be unable to stop it. Ukraine plans to conduct its first long-range attacks in the coming days, the sources said, without revealing details due to operational security concerns. The move by the United States, which comes just over 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20, comes after months of requests by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to allow Ukraine's military to use U.S. weapons to hit Russian military targets far from its border. The change follows Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops to supplement its own forces, a development that has caused alarm in Washington and Kiev, even though the North Koreans are not fighting in Ukraine, only in Russia proper where they are working to repel a Ukrainian invasion into Russia's Kursk region. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Ukraine's first deep strikes are likely to be carried out using ATACMS rockets, which have a range of up to 190 miles, the unnamed deep state sources told the New York Times. I've been predicting that World War III will break out most boldly in Eastern Europe and that the end game is to get NATO troops fighting Russia in an attempt to depose Putin and install a Western puppet regime. The bottom line is that the West needs to lock up control over Russia's vast natural resources if it is going to fully implement its green agenda. As you can see from the chart below, Russia is home to more critical natural resources than any other country in the world. All wars are fought over resources. Donald Trump has been against this agenda, and that's why the globalists like to call him a Russian asset, but will Trump be able to end the war in Ukraine? That remains to be seen. But we now have Ukraine using U.S.-supplied long-range ATACMS missiles against Russia, using GPS coordinates for targeting data supplied by U.S. intelligence. Does anyone in America still believe we are not at war with Russia? Here is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. explaining how the military-industrial complex profits on both ends of the Ukraine proxy war against Russia. Source: Leo Homan.